The American suburb is dying. That's the claim of a new series this week from Business Insider, which looks at a number of suburban mainstays that are all changing dramatically. Things like McMansions, golf courses, and shopping malls. Ashley Lutz is deputy editor at Business Insider. She's leading the series, and she joins us from New York. Ashley, welcome.
Thanks so much.
So what is the evidence that suburbs are dying? Are there stats to back that up?
So the suburbs as we know them are dying. People still live in suburbs, and people who live in suburbs still outnumber people in cities about 7 to 1. But if you look at construction data and housing data, you're going to see some major changes. So construction of single-family homes has fallen by about one-third between 2005 and 2015. And construction of apartments and condos is at the highest level in 40 years.
And that tells you that people are moving into apartments and condos in cities, or is that also in the suburbs?
We're seeing the landscape of the suburbs change dramatically. So a lot of people who would have normally lived in single-family homes are instead choosing to move into apartments and condos, and that's in the suburbs. And you're also seeing a really big influx of people moving into the cities. So those are the two factors that are kind of changing the landscape of how Americans live.
Now, one of the things that you talk about in this piece is McMansions, that people are not as attracted to McMansions anymore.
McMansions are plummeting in value. Data from the real estate site Trulia shows that what people pay for McMansions has declined in 85 of 100 of the country's biggest cities. So people just aren't as interested in living in these kind of homes anymore.
Now, another key thing about the suburbs is there's usually a mall, and it's usually got a big anchor store in it. And what we're already hearing about is Macy's having some trouble, JCPenney, some of these anchor stores that would be in malls. How does that impact the suburbs?
So malls used to be a big draw of the suburbs. So people would pay a premium to live near the mall, to live near what was essentially at the time the city center. And now we're seeing anchor stores like Macy's, Sears, and JCPenney close hundreds of stores. That's putting the future of so many malls in jeopardy. It's estimated that nearly a quarter of the malls in the U.S. are in danger of shutting down right now. And so that spells a lot of trouble for these suburban communities because malls are a big employer.
You also get into the casual dining establishments that are dotted throughout the suburbs. And I'm thinking of places like Chili's and Applebee's and all these restaurants that have been there for a long time. But they're not doing so well right now, you write.
Yeah. Casual dining chains like Ruby Tuesday, Fridays, Applebee's are closing hundreds of locations as well. A lot of people are choosing to make their own food at home, or they want to seek out more mom and pop type establishments, or they just want to go get fast food. But people just aren't willing to pay a premium for the traditional suburban experience anymore.
So one more aspect that you get into in this series is golf courses. What's happening there?
Hundreds of golf courses across the country are shutting down. Millennials just aren't as interested in playing golf. People aren't interested in paying to play golf. They would rather do other things with their time. They're more entertained by technology these days.
So what does all this mean for the country if suburbs are dying, as you say?
We're seeing a really dynamic change in suburbs and in the way they live. So the line is completely blurring between the cities and the suburbs. And you're seeing suburbs start to look a lot more like cities, where people are kind of valuing walkability. They're valuing sustainability. And they're valuing living within their means more than ever before. And so the suburbs that I grew up in and that a lot of my friends grew up in are disappearing. We're seeing totally different communities springing up across the country.
And what about the people who don't buy into this argument? Economist Jed Kolko told the Washington Post that the U.S. continues to suburbanize, and recent census figures show that the population of suburbs is actually growing faster than that of many U.S. cities.
So this is the suburbs as we know them. And so, yes, people are still moving to suburbs. People are still moving to a community that is technically defined as a suburb. But what we're seeing is the landscape of these suburbs changing dramatically from what it was 20 years ago, from what it was in the 90s. The financial crisis really changed people's attitudes. And urban planners across America are working to remake the suburbs to fit modern needs.
That suburbs are going to be more like cities.
Yeah, the line is completely blurring between suburbs and the cities. You know, a lot of people still thought that the oldest part of the city is the urban area. And what you're seeing is suburbs are turning more into looking like that urban area. So urban planners, such as in the city of New Rochelle in New York, are completely redesigning the landscape so that people can ride their bikes to different places. This is just a total shift in values.
What suburb did you grow up in?
I grew up in Fairfield, Ohio. It's about 20 minutes outside of Cincinnati. And, you know, I saw in my hometown that the mall shut down. You know, it used to be full of stores. Now there are only a couple of stores left. And I'm seeing my parents' generation moving into the cities and choosing to live in a smaller condo instead of the huge 4 or 5 bedroom house that they used to live in.
Hmm. And you live in a city now, of course.
I live in New York, yeah.
Right. Okay. That's Ashley Lutz, deputy editor at Business Insider. We'll link you to their series, Death of Suburbia, at hereandnow.org. Ashley, thanks.
Thank you so much.